Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis and I'm happy to have in studio with me Joe Stewart. He is a captain at the Geyserville Fire Department. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about Wine Country to the Rescue. Can you tell us what is Wine Country to the Rescue?
Well, Wine Country to the Rescue was a charity auction and dinner dance to benefit Geyserville, Cloverdale, and Healdsburg firefighters, and Knights Valley as well.
Okay, and how long has this event been going on?
Well, Geyserville originally had a fundraiser called the Dinner Dance, and that's been going on for over 50 years. And a couple years ago, we kind of reimagined the event as a, you know, the fire departments are starting to work together. Consolidation is a big thing in Sonoma County, and we thought, why not do the same thing with our fundraising event and turn our dinner dance, which is kind of a generic term, into a bigger event that kind of is working with these Northern Sonoma County fire agencies who are in the process of working, collaborating, consolidating, whatever.
Sharing resources.
So why not do that with their fundraiser too?
That's really cool. So what was the fundraiser like before it sort of grew into Wine Country to the Rescue? Was it pretty small?
It was pretty small. Yeah. It was essentially just a barbecue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't make a lot of money and it was a lot of work. And it was a lot of fun for those that attended, but when you put a lot of work into a fundraiser and you don't make a lot of money,
you want to see the return.
Yeah, you want to see a return. So we kind of retooled it as, you know, with the auction. And that's really where we, you know, any fundraising event makes their money. You know, regular barbecue, there's only so much money you can, you know, squeeze out of the turnip.
Sure,
you know, the profit margins are only so much because your food costs and all that other stuff. So if you start getting people to donate some nice auction items that people will pay some good amount of money for, then it's very profitable for the nonprofit or for our organization.
That's great. So the event, when is it coming up?
It's July 20th at Trinidad Winery. Trinidad is very gracious, and they host us at their venue. Great venue if you're looking for somewhere to have a wedding.
Yes,
great,
beautiful
venue. Yes, so they're really great. And it's beautiful, beautiful grass. They got some redwood trees that shade the grass for our events. It starts at 5 p.m. 4:30 if you've got the VIP/sponsorship table tickets.
Great.
Nice.
And you set up stage. You have some live music.
Yes, we have live music. The emphasis really is on the fundraising portion. So, you know, the last hour or so, there's, you know, a lot of dancing and it's great. We actually have fireworks at the end of the night.
Ooh, weather permitting.
Yeah, weather permitting. Yes. Obviously weather permitting.
Yes.
It's a good time.
That sounds really nice. I've seen pictures in the past where you have pipers come in. Will you have pipers?
Yes, we have, pipes and drum bands are, you know, they go hand in hand with the fire service. A lot of tradition.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes a little bit harder to get a fire department pipes and drum band because they have to take vacation from work and, you know, they do funerals and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we actually hire a pipes and drum band out of the South Bay. I think it's a Silicon Valley pipes and drum
band. Nice. That's exciting,
so
though.
They march in. We've got our color guard that comes in, you know, national anthem and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. So it starts at 5 p.m. And you have like hors d'oeuvres or what happens at the beginning?
Yeah, so for the general admission tickets, which are $75 each, and you can purchase them at winecountrytotherescue.com. And the event starts at 5. We have a kind of like a reception wine tasting in the event center hall where we've got all our silent auction items. And that runs until around 6:15 or so. Then we have dinner. For general admission, it's just it's a buffet style. And then
and
after
firefighters
that,
are cooking up the
food
and serving you?
Yes.
Nice.
We do. That's one of our things that we do. And, you know, we always get, well, who catered this? It's like, well, we did. And, well, can you cater our event? No. This is a lot of work. There's a lot of work goes into this.
Exactly. So, and I have heard that there's competition pretty fierce between firehouses as to who is the best cook, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And then, so what we have is we have three, you know, we have the kind of the three main entities, the Geyserville, Cloverdale, and Healdsburg firefighters coming together. So we kind of get the best of all three worlds. And,
nice.
And so I would say that our team is the best.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Gonna put it out there. It's on the radio. It's true.
You heard it here first.
Right, right. So very cool. So you have some great food. There's wonderful wine. There's silent auction items to peruse and put your bids on. And then what happens?
Then we have a live auction. Senator Mike McGuire comes out and brings all of his energy. And he is amazing and very supportive of Northern Sonoma County and the fire service as a whole. And actually his whole district, very supportive of his whole district. But
yeah, he's great.
And so he's our auctioneer, and we have a really good time.
Nice. In the past, what kinds of auction items have been up?
You know, two-night stay in Monterey. What else? Dinners by Dustin Vallette. We've had dinners by Douglas Keene.
Wow.
Dinners by Dino Bujica from Diavola.
Uh-huh.
And so,
Geyserville Gun Club.
Yeah. So we have a lot of support from our community, mm-hmm. and we're very thankful for that.
Are you looking for auction items?
Yes, always. Okay. We are always looking for auction items. If you want to support our event, mm-hmm. It's a good way, obviously, to get a little bit of exposure, but also kind of help out. And,
oh, sure.
And, you know, we are a nonprofit, so we have our 501c3. So it's all. Whatever tax deductible,
good,
whatever you
good.
Want it to be.
Okay. And how do you make a donation if you have an auction item that you think would really fit well?
So if you want to donate, you go to our – the easiest way is to go to our website, winecountrytherescue.com, mm-hmm. and we have a little tab at the top that says donations, and you go on there and
okay.
and
super easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So if you are at a winery, if you are at a restaurant, if you have great gift cards, maybe spa services, massages, those kinds of things, those are great items. Travel, if
yes.
you maybe have a place that you can put up, some winners for a weekend or something like that, that would be amazing. So please go to winecountrytotherescue.com, winecountrytotherescue.com, click on that donate button, and you can put your item in for auction. It's very much needed. And the event is coming up on the 20th of July.
July 20th.
So it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So we still...
Well, we wait for the last minute sometimes,
okay, good.
Unfortunately.
All right. That's all right. All hands on deck, right, to make it come together.
Yeah.
So any items would be very much welcome. Go to the website, winecountrytotherescue.com. And let's talk a little bit about the VIP. What do you get as a VIP?
Well, so the sponsorship levels, we have different sponsorship levels starting at $1,250 for mm-hmm. a table of eight. And what you get served, family style at your table.
Okay.
With real plates and silverware, very fancy, right?
Nice.
and then, you know, you get recognition, you get a little VIP pass and recognition at the event.
And you get in a little bit early.
Yes, and you get in at 4:30, and from 4:30 until around 6 or until we run out, we're going to have champagne, caviar, and oysters for
nice.
Our VIP sponsors.
Ah, that's great. Yeah. Okay, and so that starts at the 1250 level.
Yes.
And goes
and then for a table 8, and then we have $2,500 level, which is a table of 10.
Okay.
And you get all that same the early access, all that other stuff, just a little bit more donor recognition.
Sure.
And then the sponsorship levels just go up from there.
Yeah. Right, right. Can you purchase just a VIP ticket without buying?
Yes, we do actually have individual VIP tickets for $125 each.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, you can go on there and be treated like a VIP.
Nice. Excellent. Okay, so that sounds like a lot of fun. And what do the funds that you raise, what do they do?
Well, so what we've tried to do is because we are working together, kind of moving towards that direction of a one regional fire department in Northern Sonoma County. Long ways off, but that's what we're working on. You know, we're trying to come up with stuff that benefits all the organizations. So 1 year we bought some air packs that firefighters wear when they're inside fires.
Okay.
For Cloverdale and Healdsburg, for Cloverdale and Geyserville. So that all three agencies, Geyserville, Cloverdale, and Healdsburg, all have the same air packs.
Okay.
We also bought an air truck, which is a rescue vehicle that's got a compressor, a specialty compressor on it that can refill our air packs or air bottles that go in our air packs at the scene of a fire. So if there's a big fire in northern Sonoma County or wherever where we need to refill air bottles, that vehicle can go there.
Yeah, and that gives you ability to fight the fires longer and be safe while you're doing it. Yes. So, yeah, very important.
So we also bought a ventilation training trailer. So ventilation, when there's a fire, firefighters go to the roof. They'll cut a hole in the roof to allow superheated gases and smoke to escape, leave the building. And it's called ventilating.
Okay.
And we have a trailer that folds up. It's really big trailer, and it folds up and creates this platform on the top. And the platform can change pitches, so different angles, steepness of the the roof, so we can share that amongst the agencies for that specialty training.
Right. Yeah. And that's got to be good to do that in a controlled way, so that when you come to a situation where you need to do that, you've had the practice, you know what you're doing, and you're able to sort of muscle memory, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's then last year with obviously the wildland fires, everything that happened, we concentrated on wildland preparedness. We're finalizing up some maps that we paid for last year, pre-attack maps that are available to select community members in the area, so that if all the local firefighters and fire agencies aren't around, these community members can give these maps to firefighters from San Diego or Berkeley who have come up for these emergencies, and provide these maps and that show where all the different homes are, and we've also outlined secondary, containment areas or contingency, designated this ridge top that, we think that if the fire's burning here out of control, that we can the dozers could go to this ridge and put some dozer line in and help, prevent the spread of the fire, stuff like that.
That's a great plan to have in place. Cause as you said, I mean, you need to have those plans in advance. And if you're not available, as you know, we were so stretched in October 2017 that other agencies could come in and be able to have that plan. Very helpful. Yeah.
And then one other thing that the fundraiser has paid for is special additional training for firefighters. The agencies, Geyserville, Cloverdale, and Healdsburg, they're limited budgets, and everyone's got limited budgets. And so there's required trainings that they need to send staff to and stuff. So we wanted to go above and beyond and do additional training. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we recently did was we had Ben Vernon, a San Diego fireman, come up and talk about his experience of being stabbed while at the scene of a medical aid, and talking about him dealing with the PTSD. And we really emphasized the importance of mental health for our firefighters, both career and volunteer, and that, the bad stuff happens to firefighters, and we just kind of deal with it. Well, some people don't deal with it, and so we were able to provide this training and kind of let people know that, it's okay to go out and get help.
Yes, very much so. Well, these all sound like amazing projects. Do you have something in mind for this year for funds or a goal?
Yeah, we're still working on the wildland preparedness community programs to help the community and help the fire department be better prepared, because we know that the next emergency is just months away possibly. We would like to think that it's not, but in reality we have to prepare for it. Wildland preparedness is still our priority.
That's great. So again, we want you to head online to winecountrytotherescue.com, winecountrytotherescue.com. You're supporting the firefighters in Geyserville and Cloverdale, Healdsburg, and also Knights Valley. And it's a really fun event coming up on the 20th of July. It is a dinner and a dance. Also, a lot of fun. You guys have a good time partying. It's at Trentadue Winery. The tickets are available on the website at winecountrytotherescue.com. You can make donations if you'd like. If you can't attend the event, you can also make a cash donation, which would be very much appreciated. You can do the same thing right there on the website, winecountrytotherescue.com. How do you get everything put together on the day of? Do you need some help? Any volunteers?
Yeah, I mean, if you if people wanted to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. It always seems like people come out of the woodwork at the last minute to help, but leading up to the event, we're always looking for people to help.
And the shift's generally 4 or 5 hours or so?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple different options. There's mm-hmm. some set up on Friday evening, set up on Saturday morning, the day of the event.
And then breakdown. It's always important to have people to help with that.
Sunday morning breakdown, yes. So Trinidad, again, I can't emphasize enough how great Trinidad has been. They don't have an event the night before or the day after. And so we're really, really grateful for all their generosity, because we are able to set up in the time that it takes us to set up and then clean up is, we want to get it cleaned up, but there's also not like this
the rush
pressure
at the end
that
of
there's
the night.
A wedding
yeah.
the next day at, right. at noon. So
that is very generous, because it's a hot commodity there to use that site. It's beautiful there in Geyserville. So, so nice. Nice of them to do that. Again, head to the website. You can buy your tickets there. You can sign up to volunteer. You can make a donation. All of those things are available. You can learn more about what they've been able to do with the funds in the past. There's some great information there as well about the ventilation prop, the air unit that you've talked about. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are there too. So much fun. Is there anything else that you want listeners to know about for Wine Country to the Rescue?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all.
Nice.
Pretty efficient.
All right. So again, Wine Country to the Rescue. July 20th is the event. Joe Stewart is one of the captains at Geyserville Fire Department. Thank you so much for coming
you're welcome.
In.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Sonoma County Focus.